Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Rigney. Batting second. The center fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting third. The third baseman, Sid Gordon. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting sixth. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Jansen. Pitching for the New York Giants, Larry Jansen. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Gene Mauch. Batting second. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting third. The center fielder, Peanuts Lowry. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Andy Pafko. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Clarence Mattern. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick Culler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Russ Meyer. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Russ Meyer. And now, play ball. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is called out on strikes. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Giants. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a pop-up towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mauch misplays the ball. That's an error on Mauch. Thompson moves to third. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kerr. The throw from McCullough and he is safe. Kerr steals second. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen strikes out. Two outs. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rigney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thompson scores. There goes Kerr trying to get to home. Mattern throws the ball into McCullough who tags Kerr, who's trying to score from second, for the out. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Giants. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson strikes out. One out. Clarence Mattern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mattern takes first base on ball 4. Pafko moves to second. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockman is called out on strikes. One out. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mize strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler strikes out. One out. Russ Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch is 0-for-1 in the game. Mauch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mauch scoops it up and throws to first, with Meyer covering, for the out. One out. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mauch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mauch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-1 in the game. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0-for-1 in the game. Lowry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jansen strikes out. One out. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kohler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 2 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lockman. The throw from McCullough and he is safe. Lockman steals second. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus scoops it up and throws to first, with Meyer covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Clarence Mattern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mattern is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mattern hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jansen fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0 for 1 in the game. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 2 in the game. Marshall strikes out. 1 out. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kohler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thompson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Kohler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kohler is 0 for 1 in the game. Kohler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russ Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer bunts in front of the plate. Cooper fields it and throws to first for the out. Kohler moves to second. 1 out. Gene Mauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauch is 0 for 2 in the game. Mauch hits a ball on the ground towards second. Kerr fields it and tags Kohler, for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 2 in the game. Waitkus hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lockman. Waitkus reaches second base with a double. Mauch moves to third. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lowry takes first base on ball 4. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pafko strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Kerr hits a fly ball into center field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jansen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pavko fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nicholson for the out. One out. Clarence Mattern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mattern is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mattern hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Gordon. Mattern moves to second. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0 for 2 in the game. McCullough hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rigney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Culler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gordon bunts towards the right side of the infield. Mock misplays the ball. That's an error on Mock. Lockman moves to second. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Mize hits a pop-up towards first. Waitkus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 3 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards second. Mock throws to second for one, and Culler throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Lockman scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-0, Giants. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cooper hits a pop-up towards third. Pavko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta pinch hits for Russ Meyer. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into center field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mock is 0 for 3 in the game. Mock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rigney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops it up and throws to first, with Jansen covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Borowy now pitching. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lowry. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-3 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thompson scores. It's 5-0, Giants. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kerr. The throw from McCullough and he is out, Culler applying the tag. One out. Larry Jansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jansen is 0-for-3 in the game. Jansen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rigney hits a pop-up towards first. Waitkus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lowry hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-3 in the game. Nicholson hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.